Zeche Nishmas Avi Murray, Yachar Minisal Pilcha, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein, Vasim Shul Fala. Okay, Rav Asai. Zeche Nishmas Avi Murray, Yachar Minisal Pilcha, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein, Vasim Shul Fala. Okay, good evening, everybody. Okay, so what we're going to talk about as Hashem tonight is about Sakin Shel Mila. We know the Sakin Shel Mila is the paradigm example of Muktza Machas Chisaron Kis. Because it's a Klisha Melach Dolis. Right? What do? You do a Nisa with it. You do a Mila, which is a Malacha. And you Makpid not to use it for anything else the rest of the time, because you'll ruin the Sakin. So that is like the classic example of a Muktza Machmas Chisaron Kis. Is a Sakin Shel Mila, or Sakin Shel Shechita, something like that. So the Shaila is like this. What happens after the Mila on Shabbos? Moel's doing a Mila on Shabbos, so after the Mila, does he have to drop it right away, or could he move it around? Or in other words, do we say, since he was Miyachedit for this Shabbos, maybe it's not Mukhtza B'chlap? Or do we say no? Maybe it's not Mukhtza till you do the... Because normally we have a klal of migo ditzkatzoi lebein hashmoshos. If something was muktzah lebein hashmoshos, it's muktzah for the rest of the day. But here, it wasn't muktzah lebein hashmoshos because you had in mind to use it on Shabbos.
How is it a klisha melach to leisur if you're doing the mila on Shabbos?
Because, right. In other words, normally it's a kalisha malachto leisa, because you're doing. What do you use it for? You use it for, yeah. But here you're right. Here it's here's mutter to do the meal on Shabbos for shnei. But your kavana is to do the mila, but nothing else. In other words, so maybe once the meal is over.
But from the onset, it's not a klisha melachta leisur,
because bimal on Shabbos is usually aser. If it's the baby is the bismano, doing a mila is a melacha. Doing a mila is a melacha. So if you did it b'yom hashmini, so then you have a right to do it.
So just the Shabbos is coincidental.
Right, if it's the seventh day, and he would do it on the seventh day, he would be violating this Deraisa.
On other Caleb, what would be, if you have a hammer that normally is used for other things, but this week you're makatzid to use for opening nuts. Yeah. After you had your nuts, it becomes mukta?
So that's the question. Does it become muktzah? I mean, maybe nuts is different, because nuts, you could always have nuts later in the day. You never know.
And maybe another meal.
We'll never finish with the nuts.
Maybe they'll find a bal tshuva, needs a meal in that day.
What if you maybe they'll find the bag,
a bal. No, that's more. A milsa de lo shchicha. A milsa de lo shchicha that you're going to find another baby that needs a meal today. But if a nasharai is not a milsa de lo shchicha.
So because you had a tent, Erev Shabbos, to use a Sakin, but when it's done, that's the difference in the status. That's the point. Because once it's done, you can't have in mind anything else, any use for it, right?
Right.
There's an expiration.
It's an expiration, yeah. And I think next week's Shia, we're going to talk about what if in the middle of Shabbos you decide, you know what, I'm looking at the Sakin Shel Mila. Enough. After Shabbos, I'm going out. I'm going to say my mail. I'm going out to buy a new Sakin Shel Mila. So does that make it ois? Because now, from now on, in the middle of Shabbos, I decide I don't want to. That's next week's Shir Bez Hashem. I don't want to use it anymore for a Sakin Shel Mila.
But you can't do that anyway. Preparing for the future. You can't declare, but you can't do that. You can't do the future.
Okay, wait for next week.
Oh, okay.
So you could use it as a stank knife? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. In the middle of Shabbos, you say, you know, it's time that I should get another sakin shel milah. So could
no,
you...
For
the rest of Shabbos, could I say, now it's nothing, I can use it for a steak knife, for shalashudas, chfeis, whatever it is.
No, but already by Benesh Moshes, it was muktzah.
Oh, Benesh Moshes, it was muktzah. So, right, so we have to see how that works. Maybe that's only if you're planning to still be machzik it as a klisha malachto. That we'll worry about next week. So the Gemara says in Beitza on page 1 here, Chav Vav and Beis, Boy Minei Hilmi Rabbi Yesh Mukhtza L'Chatzi Shabbos or Ein Mukhtza L'Chatzi Shabbos. In other words, could you have Mukhtza L'Chatzi Shabbos? So what's the case? Hechidomi Ida Achzi Ben Hashmasha Achzi. If it was roy lebein hashmasha, so it's roy. Either lo achzi, lo achzi. Lo tzricha da achzi. It was roy. Say you had food that was roy to eat lebein hashmasha. Then it became not roy. V'hadar idchi. V'hadar achzi. So lebein hashmasha was roy, but then it became not roy. But then it became back to be roy. So the fact that it was not roy, that's muktzah b'emtza Shabbos. So that's not going to happen. Going to answer for the rest of the Shabbos. So that's the yeah. So if you take a look in the Maril on page 4, going over to page 5.
What?
Yeah, 4 is the Shar Blood. I always like to everyone to see the Shar Blood. You know who it is. Says the Mario, Mila b'Shabbes, v'tziva Mari Segel, 2 lines from the bottom. It's the Mario. Shetekef acha hamila, yasiru miyodam, kol tzorche hamila. Dechashuvim muktzel lahala, she'et tzorach behem od. So the Mario says that you did the Mila, and that's it. Right after the Mila, you have to... put it down, and it's muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. V'gam ha-moyel lo yachzor litol ha-izmo min ha-chol. Shehitil, in other words, that if it was in the sand, you can't take it out. So where he put the orla. Yusuf b'chol al ha-priya. Then he talks about Kiddush Makasam. So that's what the Maril says.
How do you know you're not going to have another child who needs mila?
So I'll tell you, someone just says, it's a milsa de lo shchicha. It's a milsa de lo shchicha that another person's going to come in today and say, hey, you're a moral, could you mal my son? Milsa de lo shchicha. So it's not all al datcha that could happen, but. And then we'd have to clear a shayla. What would be if Taka the Milsa de Losh Chicha happened, and he comes in, and he wants you to do the mila? Could you say sorry? It's muktzah.
The mafreya could the chalos of the iser muktzah be removed from the sakin if such a.
Yeah, in other words, if another person shows up.
So, Mr. Lassa,
yeah, unless, yeah, unless you say that.
Clearly, it wasn't the case that it wasn't.
That it was. His haktsah was haktsah betos, if it comes up. Because he was maktsah midaito betos. Maybe. I mean, it would be hard to say it, Rav Ram is saying, that all of a sudden you're saying. You know, I can't do the meal for you. But you see, the din is by Rosh Hashanah. If you have the shofar underneath the gal shalavanim, even though it's only a din drabanan of muktzah, right? You're still not allowed to do it. You can't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. So you could say the shofar is not an issakaris, right? This is mamash an issakaris. So So, but that's a good shayla. I never thought of this shayla. That what if, you know, what if somebody, according to like the Maril sheet is that right after the Mila, it's Muktzah. So what if somebody comes, another customer comes?
What if they're twins?
No, if they're twins, then you know they're twins. Then you know they're twins.
Mukta is not a status which is just determined Bein HaShmashos?
Well, yeah, he knew, he has in mind Bein HaShmashos that he's the model.
What happens if we're waiting for the doctor's permission?
Oh, waiting for the doctor's permission. Well, you also know that you're waiting for the doctor's permission.
Right, sir.
So then you have in mind that if the doctor says yes, then it's good to go.
Yeah, but I noticed that you included in the parentheses there the following paragraph in the Ma'aril. Very strange.
Which one?
Via Ben, Shane. Via Ben, Ein
Rashay Lomel, Benobashabas, Dabib Sikration. Nichalei Bahi Chavala.
What?
Yeah, because it's Nichalei, but someone else.
No, it's Nichalei. What's the difference who's actually doing the Chabalah? The Mayel is also Nichalei.
Well, Gabi Achav.
Chiv's on the father.
Right, I mean, they have the same Chiv's on the father, but.
I mean, the fact that it's Nichalei, the whole point it's Mutter is because of Chia.
Yeah.
What's Psikresha got to do with it? It's Mutter.
Yeah, Izzy Batur, Aviha Ben Ein Rasha Lamol Beno B'Shabbos. The Aviha Ben, the Torah says, he says, Aviha Ben shouldn't do the Milam B'Shabbos. Because it's less of an Isser. It's less of an Isser for the Aviha Ben. Tavis Psikration de Nichalei. Kahu Chavala. Agavi Acher. Tavis Psikration de Nichalei. Because it's not his mitzvah. Okay. Something just to think about. Okay, but that's the Maril Pshat. Now, the next page, page 7, is the Sefer. This Sefer, the next Sefer, is the Rabbeinu Yerucham. I remember many years ago, there was a librarian in YU. I've quoted him in the past. His name is Rav Beresh Mandelbaum. Rav Beresh Mandelbaum was an Alta Yid from Varsha. He knew Rav Menachem Zemba, he knew the Piasesna, he knew all the Gedolim from Varsha. And he was the librarian in YU from 1948 to 1998. 50 years he was his librarian in YU. And we were very close. I was one of the Yechidim that was allowed to go visit him even after he couldn't come anymore to the library. He was by his daughter, Fishman, yeah, Altamira Fishman. You know, Henoch Fishman, that mishpacha. So, you know, so he was... So he was staying there, and he was a tremendous baki in the Sfarim and a tremendous yad, and it was you know, off the charts. He has a nephew, Rav David Avraham Mandelbaum, who writes a lot of Sfarim from the you know, the Polish Hasidish Sfarim he puts out, you know, reprints from Rav Menachem Zemba and from others. She was Chachmei Lublin. He was a.
He redid the Eretz
Tzvi. Right? The Kozhik Lover. He redid. Yeah. So I was once in the library, and I was trying to find the Rabbeinu Yerucham. He says, "Where do I find the Rabbeinu Yerucham?" I was looking in the card catalog. Where do you find the Rabbeinu Yerucham? So he said, "You look under Tuf. Tuf Rabbeinu Yerucham, because the name of the sefer is Toldos Odom V'Chava." Mm-hmm. That's the name of the official name of the Sefer. Yeah. I mean, parts of the halacha are Adam Dika Halachas, and part of the Sefer is Chava Dika Halachas, like women's halacha, men's halachas. So he divided the Sefer into two parts, Adam V'Chava. And he named the Sefer Toldos Adam V'Chava, by Rabbeinu Yerucham of Provence. So he writes here, page 8. Dachte also, die Mutter, meine Mutter und Tata und Hasakim war sie und Acher im Mibo. Mecha, sie tilt und hat lieb, behette, mach sie und eise mochum, sie jürze. So he's more maker. Right? He says you could bring it wherever you want. Havu pisha ilo tino kachel amul. Right? But you don't have to drop it on the spot. You could bring it to any moment.
Has it in his hand, or because you like to pick it up and move it?
The pashtus, we'll see, is even if he put it down. Say after the meal, he put it down. He put it down, and now he's cleaning up, he's this and that, and now he wants to take it, put it in his case, you know, and put it on the side. So he says he's allowed to. Even though you could say that it's muktzah and it was only mutter for that mila and he doesn't have any other mila, okay, like you asked, another person could show up with a baby. But milsa lo shchicha. So the Rabbeinu Yochanan permits more mekel than the maril. Maril's mashma, that's it. Right after you have to drop it, finished. And then there's a third shita. Let's see. In the tshuvas of the Marshal, the Farfus points out a third shita. Page 15. This is the new printing of the tshuvas Marshal. So he says, Shaila, Ismail Shemalim Bo Bishabas Yishar Lutaltalo Atznio Miyan Acha Hamilo. Kinimtsa Kosa Bedroshas Maril Shenog Bo Isser. So they were asking the Marshal, what does he think? He says, Tshuva Yira de Shar Lutaltalo Atznio Avogav de Heta de Lake Amilo Bavada Osso Lutaltalo Mishamukta de Chisar Kis. So he says, "Mikomokum hachashari de hamaskin and perik in sodin the lishna bas the hilchas kavasi de muktzul chakti shabbos and meachas shahar muchon ben hashmashus it was muchon ben hashmashus avol gav the idchi achakach." It was never hutcha, because this is a sakin shel mila, it's roi for sakin shel mila, and it's still roi for a sakin shel mila. So the way Rav Harfenis explains it, and you mazmin it to do the mila, so for this Shabbos, the way Rav Harfenis explains with Marshal, this is not muktzah b'chlal.
Yeah.
So you could keep using it. You want to use it. You want to be metaltal it even after you put it away. Say somebody comes to your house afterwards on the afternoon from the mila and says, "Yeah, can I look at it? Can I see it?" Yeah, you take it out again. You show it to him. You know, v'chulei, because this Shabbos you were making it. So it's because there was a tzarech. And it's not muktzah for the Shabbos.
No expiration.
Right. So that's what the Farfus points out. So really there are three shitas here. There's the shita of the Maril, that it was it's basically muktzah even today. But you're making it for the tzorach. And only for the tzorach. Before the mila was asur and after you know, the mila, it's also just for the mila was mutter. Anything you need to move for the mila is mutter. And the Rabbeinu Yerucham says, you know, you have a heter to put it away, so it shouldn't get ruined. And the Marshal says, as far from this point out, the three shitas, Marshal says, for this Shabbos, it's not muktzah at all. Next week, when there won't be a mila, then it'll be.
Isn't it the beginning of Hilchos Yontov? This is the concept of
Yeah.
Isn't that unique to Yontif?
Yes, it is. No.
So that would seem to be what the Marshal is saying.
No, because he's saying like this, that once you make him to use it on Shabbat, in other words, this is a din of Muktzah. The din of Mitoch is a din of Malacha. This is a din of Muktzah. Is it Muktzah or not? So the beginning, the onset of Shabbos, we say we're going to need it. So I'm making it to be used. And that's it.
Yeah. Marshal, we consider a Rishon still?
No, the Marshal is a...
No.
Early Achron.
Yeah, the Talmud of the Ramah,
right? Talmud of the
Ramah. So he's an Achron.
Yeah.
So how can he go against these two Rishonim?
There are Achronim, like the Shagasaye.
Right. Tana Upali, whatever.
Shagasaye, when you see the Shagasaye, he's not there to uptight the Rambam and the Raifa. He's there to tell you who he thinks the Emes, the Rambam and the Raifa. He's not, in other words, he's not like when we went in yeshivas today. We don't decide who's the emes and who we upshot the Rambam, upshot the Ravid. But Shagasaye doesn't work that way. Shagasaye says that this Gemara is mashma that like the Rambam, therefore with the Ravid's nitcha or something like that.
And the Marshal
also was like every time the one spoke about that.
He's not deciding between Rabbeinu Yerucham. And the Mariel.
Right, he can make his own.
He's making his own.
Good for him. If you're in the Marshal, you can do that. Marshal.
What's the food of Machot in the Mariel and the
Oh, so we'll see. So if you take a look at Harfenis in his. And then he says it again in the Yamshal. You know, this is his Truvas, then he has the Yamshal Shlomo. On Masechta Beitza, or other Masechtas, where he discusses that also. So he says it more in that place as well. But if you'll see here, Rabbi Harfenis is safer. It says like this. He gives you a beer of the different shitas. Let me see if I find them. He gives you. So take a look on page 20. So he says, the first word on the line on the right side is hutra. He says, v'dover zeh. Kvar niftecha begedoylim. The Sefer Mariel, maybe b'shem Mari Segel, shetekef achar emila yasir miyodim kol tzorcha emila, the hashuvim mukta lahala, shein tzorcha behem olid. Vul umma ze Rabbeinu Yerucham, betoldos odom v'chava, that's the Rosh Yitevus, toldos odom v'chava, nesiv alef kel beis, maybe b'shem haramban, betshuva, de mutu l'tal tal satin l'asir achar emila, m'achar shein tilta l'kli beheter, hitiru l'ezem okam shiyurtze, So he says, "With a kavodas and Ramban, Reisi betaz." The Taz says, "Pshat in the Ramban." Shapirish devar the sevarasu lahatir mitam deitiru sofa mishum tchilos. In other words, if you're not gonna, if I'm a moyo and you're not gonna let me put the milah sack in the milah back, I might not want to do the milah because my knife is gonna get ruined. So sometimes we permit you to do something that really shouldn't have been permitted. Most poskim hold it's only by a din de rabbanon. By a din de rabbanon, say for example like this, you would shecht an animal on yontif, right? You're allowed to shecht an animal on yontif. So the problem is, but there was no refrigeration then. So then, the whole thing is gonna. So you could eat the meat, you'll eat it on yontif, no problem. But what about the skin? The skins are very expensive also. They're very useful. But if you don't do something to the skin, it's going to go to pot. So you're allowed to put it out in the street, and when people are walking, they'll walk on it, and then it won't get red nifsa. So even though that's a din drabanan, it's an issa drabanan to do that. But we're afraid that there's a person will say, I'd rather be skimpy on covered yontif and not shecht, because I'm going to lose out on my skin. I'm going to lose out on the skin. So therefore we said, no, you could put it out in the street, and people will walk on it, that'll be okay. Itiru sofa, we make this, we shom tchilasim, because we want you to shecht, and have a geshmak a yontif meal.
Is that comparable to Rav Moshe Feinstein said that the Hatzalah members could go back?
Yeah, Rav Moshe Feinstein gave a bigger chiddush. A bigger chiddush that no one really said before him, that he permitted Hatzalah members to drive back, even though they weren't necessarily needed. But we're afraid that if we don't let them drive back, they will go in the first place. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach asked Rav Moshe Rishus to print a tshuva against him. He gave him rishus. And he said, the pashup shot in the poskim is that you don't say that by a din deraisa. Here, driving the car is a din deraisa. So we're not going to say it. But Ramosha uptaich the whole Gemara and Erevin to say like him.
More about the Tom is going to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov. He goes through the water.
He comes,
back also.
They're not going to quote that in the Mishmas Shabbos, though, right? In Williamsburg, they would
have. No, but he'll quote Reb Moshe. Yeah. Not everyone will quote Reb Moshe, but he'll quote it. Pretty sure
that
Reb Moshe.
That Reb Moshe, you
mean? Not necessarily that Reb Moshe.
That Reb Moshe, they stomped on the Reb Moshe in. Williamsburg, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, whatever. So that's the Maril. And so the Kavanas Ramban, he says, is so kitir sofa mishum chilosim. That we're going to let you put away the second shul mila because we're afraid that if we don't let you do that, you won't want to do the mila. So the first sheet is the Maril. He says, you got to right away finish, drop it. The second sheet is the Ramban, you could even put it away. And the Marshal, the bottom sheet here, the Tshuva Daito Lahatya Legamri, the B'Shabbos Zo Ein Hasakin Muktza Klal. This Shabbos is not Muktza, they Muktza Lachatzi Shabbos. Perish, because it was Muchon Be'er Shemashos. Then, after the bris is over, it's useless now for the Shabbos. But that happened in the middle of Shabbos. Ein muktza l'chatzi Shabbos means that the fact that it became muktza in the middle of Shabbos, that's not going to affect the rest of Shabbos. So l'maisa, it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos for the bris milah, and then after the bris milah is over, and there's no use for it anymore. So it really should be muktza, and therefore that should. But we paskin that. That the concept of when something's muktzah, that it remains muktzah, even if it is really not muktzah anymore, is only bein hashmoshos. But in the middle of Shabbos, if something became usher, then it doesn't create an isser for the rest. So that's what he says. Oh. But he points out, apart from this, another Nakuda that really there could be a difference between the reason for the heter of why it could be mutter afterwards.
So tinochos, there shouldn't be the nezek.
Yeah, 1 second. One second. Yeah, 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, so therefore, you know, the different shitas are... Oh, so let's see one other thing here. On page 21.
The grav
is... We'll see. Page 21, the bottom left paragraph. For Isi B'shut Marshag. So the Marshag is the Talmud of the Maram Shik. He says, Shekosu liyaitz, shemisha osu hachituch, osu gam apriya. There's a... Sheyaniach hasakin l'toch eze kli... She yasa lagam dover heter, kadei she hakli bosses l'isu l'heter. In other words, if he puts it in a briefcase, say, and in the briefcase there's something there's a sitter there, say, in the briefcase. So now you're putting the sakin chalmila in the briefcase that also has a sitter. That's a dover heter. So now the briefcase is a bosses l'dover isur l'dover heter. Razi amuto lo haka hotalta lo kli sakin shalakadei latsnia. Was my name is chol moil tik shemachzika sarkei mila sheberubam him devar mutarim. So he says. So then you can move the briefcase, but that's what he says. But then Rabbi Harfenis writes, he says he doesn't understand that. There's a din that if it's a dover, it's a bosses l'isul l'heter, and the heter is choshev more, so you still have to try to tilt it out. So that's what he's saying. But if you look here in the poskim, when they discuss this, if you look in the Taz on page 9, so he discusses here, what's the heter to put it back? The heter to put it back is hitir sofa mishum trilosim. That's what the Taz says. But the Magen Avraham, he pointed out, says a different word. The Magen Avraham on page 11, the first word on the line is on the right side, Kavanoso. Kavanoso, the Kaimelon, the Chol Muktzah, Shehu B'yodol, Metalta Le'ezem Mokam Sheyirtza. In other words, it's nothing to do with Hitir Sofa Mishum Tchilosan. That if you have something's Muktzah in your hand already, once it's in your hand, then you could move it to any place you want. Kemosha Kosov, B'sim Shin Ches. V'lacha Sheynicho, B'yodol, Oso L'taltalo. So these are two different, like Rav Harfer has pointed out, these are two different svaras of why is it mutter to put away the sakin shalmila. Either because if you don't let him put it away, he's not gonna want to do the mila. And according to the Magen Avraham, nothing to do with that. It's because once something is in your hand, you're allowed to move it. So the Rebbe Harfen in some place in the Sefer points out that nafkamina is, what if you put it down? So according to the Taz, it's still mutter to move it. Because for some reason you put it down. You were doing something with the baby, you put it down. So you still can move it till it gets to the place where you feel you deem it to be safe. In contrast to the Magen Avraham, the pshat is that only because you were holding on to it. Once you put it down, then there's no heter anymore. This is within the sheet. This is within the Ramban sheet. If you hold like the Mariel, it doesn't matter. And if you hold them like the Marshal, it's mutter anyway. It's only within the Ramban Shita that you're allowed to put it away. So what's the head, as Horford has pointed out, that's totally the Machlokes, the Taz, and the Mongan of Ram. When you want to put something away, so what's the hefter? What's the hefter of putting it away? Pashtus. So that's only because it's and it's not because it's a din. This is not called hachana. That's why there's all the discussion. When you put something away, is that called hachana? As well as discussing with Rav Abadi, this shaila, about folding talesim on Shabbos. So are you allowed to, after davening, Shabbos morning, say I wear my talis to shul, I wear it back, and then I fold it up and I put it back in the bag. Rav Salvechik was very makbid not to do that. There was only one time in the year that he would fold up the talis. You know when that was?
Kippur.
What?
Oh, Kippur.
Yeah, Kippur is Matzah
Shabbos. No, Kol Nidre. Lel Kol Nidre was, as Rav Shechter writes, I think, in the Sefer, that was the only time Rav Salvechik would put his talis away, because there was no Bichachani needed for the next morning. But at a regular Shabbos, you're not gonna need it for the next morning. At a regular Shabbos, you're not gonna use it till next Shabbos. So that's. But Rav Abadi told me he didn't think that that's called hachana. He said to me once, he says, say you use a sefer, so the normal hishtamshus, then you put it back. That's not called hachana to put something back in its proper place. That's you're just being mesudah. You know, so that's not called hachana. Rav Salvechik thought it was called hachana. Then there's a discussion about folding on Shabbos. So,
yeah, the folding.
Yeah, but the Ran says that's not. It was only meant when they used to. They used to have a press that would keep it. Yeah, so that doesn't apply. As I think Shmuel Scheinberg pointed out, that doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, that we don't have a press. So therefore, Rav Abadi thought hey mitzad. The so quote chashash malacha of folding and hey mitzad hachana, it's mutter, both of them are mutter. Rav Salvechik thought that just mitzad hachana tzasa, but Rav Abadi thought that's not called hachana. There's a famous tshuva of the Marshag. The Marshag says the definition of hachana is when you want to save time on Motzai Shabbos. Say for example, you have a long Shabbos now. You know, it's not mincha time is not close to 8 o'clock. You finish the meal at 2. You have long 6 hours. So, and Motzei Shabbos, you're not going to have so much time. Motzei Shabbos is going to end. You know, these are the last weeks of the long weeks. And if you call, I keep the 16.1 of Benotam, 16.1 degrees. Rabbi Bleich told me that's. You want to keep Rabbeinu Tam, you have to keep 16.1 degrees, or else it's not really Rabbeinu Tam. So that was 10:18. This past Motzei Shabbos, 10:18 was the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam L'chumra of.
So they have a long shot. So this, I got to come over.
Yeah. Yeah. So 10:18 is so Mamela. So Marshak says like this. If you're doing something on Shabbos because you want to save time, because Motzei Shabbos, I don't have any time on Motzei Shabbos. It's very late, so might as well clean the dishes now on Shabbos to save time. That's an Issa Gomer. That's Hachana. But if you're only doing something because if you're going to wait till Motzei Shabbos, there's not going to be an opportunity to do it. For the example he has is that people would go to the goy to watch the goy do the chaliva. So it should be Chol of Yisrael. And before there was a Shaila B'zman Hazeh that we have government rule. It was for sure you had to do that. So the guy was doing the Chaliva on Shabbos itself. If you come Motzei Shabbos, he wasn't doing it yet. So the reason why you're going on Shabbos to see the Chaliva is not because you wanted to save time on Motzei Shabbos. It's because there's no opportunity on Motzei Shabbos to do it. Because he's not doing it. So Mamela, and you want to get milk for Sunday morning, you want to have milk to drink on Sunday morning, So you're allowed to go, the Marshak says, to see the goy do the chaliva on, to do the milking on Shabbos. And that's not called hachana, even though you want the milk for Sunday. But if you would be doing it on Motzai Shabbos, I'd gladly go then also. It's not trying, but if he would do it on Motzai Shabbos also, and you're going only because you want to save time, because, again, Shabbos is late, then that would be a Nisar Hachana. That would be a Nisar Hachana. So that's...
Is there some nature of post putting books back on a shelf?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, he was opposed to put away the talis.
Right. I mean,
so it could be he's opposed to putting away the books too.
Yeah, I thought I had seen somewhere that some people are worried about that, or that it's at least a question. But you could also say, maybe with the talis also, it's not a chana, it's that you just don't want it to be, you want it to look neat. You know, you want it to be right now. You don't want books strewn all around, or...
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Or you want the bed to be made, or whatever. You know, I know some people say making the bed at Shabbos morning is a chana also.
Yeah. Rav Yosef Rabinowitz in Brooklyn once was discussing, what if you're just doing it because it stares you that things are in disarray. So you mean putting away some... So, but Rav Abadi's word is, that's the derech hashtamshus, is to put it away. It's not the derech hashtamshus is to put something away after you use it. So...
Rabbi, I saw the same thing in the... In Yerach HaShabbos, Reuben, and he says the same thing, to put it away. So I want to ask, by Shalosh Shuddos, could you put the food away? Let's say you have tuna fish, egg salad on the table, and it's still, whatever, it's an hour before this month, or whatever, when Moshe Shabbos.
If you think it's going to get, if it's going to get ruined, then you can put it away. That's the same word of the Marshak, that you're not doing it to save time, you're doing it so that it shouldn't get ruined.
So if you go through the body, you can put it back anyway because it's the derech hashtamshus, even if it's not going to get ruined?
I don't know. Is it derech hashtamshus? Maybe. No, he said it specifically when we were talking about the talis. About, you know, putting away the talis on Shabbos morning. So people who are Talmidim Rav Soloveitchik, they don't. They keep the talis outside the zekel, the whole Shabbos. And then, and like in a ball, and then they don't.
I think Rava Ivan does, Rava, that I know of.
What? Doesn't put it back.
Doesn't put it back.
Rabbi remembers Michael Burr from Long Beach, so he was a YU Talmud. He did that. He wouldn't put his talus in.
Oh, Michael Burr. Show. Michael Burr.
Yeah, Michael Burr.
Okay. Should be, yeah.
It doesn't share the cover of the base Knesset if it were all these Talasim that are loose.
Then you get mixed up, you could lose,
Well, I think most people, it could be most people do it mitzad the other din of kippul begodim. No, I don't think most people, the reason why most people are machmer is because they're machmer kippul begodim. But if you hold that kippul begadim doesn't apply...
If I didn't have folds in my talus, I don't know if I'd put it away. But I want the creases to stay, so I put it away.
Yeah.
Some people dafka fold the knot on the creases.
Some people fold the knot on the creases.
Right, so that's... Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the...
Rabbi, the tzitzun she'ena and the akvin, are you allowed to cut it on Shabbos, or you have to wait till after Shabbos? Because if you're allowed to, then that would be a more shchiach than another baby coming. You can say you might need to use the knife.
Well, that's a machlokes in the Rambam and the Tur. If you could do the kolzman shel pirish, you could do it. But if you're pirish, so question whether you could.
That's not
going to help. You could do it or not. But the Shabbos bris is a lot of. Interesting halachas. Whether you're allowed to do the mila and the priya, could you split up? There are two parts to a bris mila. The Rav could tell you. The Rav is a mile. The two skins, the mila and the priya. So could you Could you be mechabe? It's machlokes mechabe and ramor. Could you be mechabe two moyolim? One to do the milim, one to do the priya. Two different skins. So the.
That's the minigun's fair.
Yeah, so that's the question. Can you machlokes mechabe? Mechabe says you can't do that. You have to do one because molvelo parkilo mol. So the guy, the first moyol who only did the milah, he didn't finish the mitzvah. So he was Mechal Shabbos and not finished the mitzvah. Mm. And the Ramah says, no, the Ramah says, just like when you do the Karbanos HaTzibur, so you don't have one Kohen doing all the Avoidus. He does the Shechita, he does the Zri, you know. So you do divide it up. So that's the Ramah says, so who are the Nami can divide up the Milah. But the old Minog was that they did the Milah and the Priya Zachar Zeh. He did the meal in the Priya Zachar Zeh. Rav Menashe Klein, Zatzal, wrote a whole kuntras against. Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva permitting meal and Priya Bevasachas. And you'll take the two skins at once and then you cut the meal skin and the Priya skin and do it Bevasachas. So the Rav Menashe Klein thought he was very machbid on Minhag Yisrael. You know, he thought there was not the minhag, and he writes a whole kuntras about people who do Mila Priya Vasachas. But Rav Katzenstein, who is the Broyes Moyel, the old Rav Katzenstein, the father, Rav Yitzchak Katzenstein. So he once was doing a Mila, and then after the Mila, there was a question on the Mila. So they brought the baby to Rav Moshe Bik Zatzal. And Rabik, this I heard from his son, from Rabbi Katzenstein's son. Rabik said to him, the meal is kosher, the way it is, but tell the moyel the next time he does it to do meal and priya b'vasachas, and then he won't have any problems. So he basically changed, Rabbi Pinchas Katzenstein told me about his father, he changed his minhag of how he did the meal based on what Rav Birk told him, because he learned Mila, Rabbi Katzenstein, from Rav Hananya Cohen. He's the father of Mordechai Cohen, the square Moyel. But he learned it from the father, and I think the father taught him what I heard to do Mila, you know, not to do the Mila Priya B'Vasachas. Because that was considered, not following the minhag. It's clear in Shulchan Aruch that they didn't do the Mila Priya B'Vasachas. So the question is, you have to be an Adam Gadol to know what's considered being, veering from Minhag El Yisrael, and what's considered being prudent. You know, so Rav Bik, you could be soimech that he wasn't tainted by the modernity. And even though Afal Pikein, Rav Menashe Klein was mechulak on that practice. But that was the thing. Okay, so this is the discussion about meal on Shabbos, whether the meal on Priya Kedu Vasachas, but the main thing we're discussing today is the din of Mukta. Does the Sakin become Mukta, as Rav Harfer's point out? The three Shitas, either right away, Maril, you have to drop it, finish. The Mamban quote on the Rabbeinu Yochum says you can bring it back and keep it safe, either because Machlokas Rav Harfman is brought out of the Taz and the Magen Avram, is because since it's biyado, you can allow to keep it, or it's because you fear so from Shom Tchilosan. And the Marshal says no, that for this Shabbos it's not Mukhtz at all. So after the Mila, not only can put it back, but if somebody later comes to your house and wants to see the Mishakin Mila that you used, you could take it out again, you could show it to him, you can do whatever you want. And for this Shabbos, it's not as we're talking
about. Is there Maskana, which are we passing?
I don't know. I mean, the most people use the Sakin Shomila after. Does he have one second? Let me just see. Here, Rabbi Harfman is writing on page 20. Naktinan shalachar amila hasakin muktza. Sheish chashash yigdavu shem yazuku muto tato gulday latzniel. So if really it's muktza, not like the Marshali says. But if there's a chashash that it's going to get stolen, or so then you can rely on the other shitas that you could be metalto to put it away. But But that's like the Ramban. Not like,
I had
not,
two bris and I, you had a
Ramban or Maril?
I had two bris and my children on Shabbos.
Yeah? Yeah, who was the Moil?
Rabbi Moses.
Rabbi Moses from Lakewood. Moses. Yeah.
Right, and he brought his suitcase and he put it in the suitcase, put it in the suitcase. You know, his
right.
suitcase.
And they left it in your house till after Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah, but he didn't leave the knife sitting on the table, you know, sitting
right,
on
the... Right, right, so it's like the Ramban. Like the Ramban, you can put it away. And probably he would have done it probably, you know, maybe even if he put it down. Maybe it's the Taz's version of the... Was he Makbet? That probably you don't remember if he was Makbet.
I don't remember if he was Makbet to put the knife straight into the case when he put it out, when he finished to put the... The chituch and that—it's possible that usually he puts his case near the sandik.
Yeah.
That he puts the knife back in the case when he's done.
Okay. Very good. Okay, I'm glad today. What?
Can I ask you, Sharon,
Hilchas what?
Hilchas
what?
Hilchas what? Davening comments.
Yeah.
Hilchas davening.
Yeah.
Can I daven mincha gedayla in a minyan that I don't have the amud?
Yeah.
And then later at mincha tana, there's plenty of minyanim, and then take the amud and say chazar sashas.
You mean daven stilla? In
daven mincha gedayla.
No, don't do that.
What? I don't know. What's wrong with that?
First of all, you have to realize that really the emes is the mincha gedayla is only b'diavid. Oh. Even though Lemaisa and Minig Yeshivas.
Yeah, but we do it.
That's number one. And number two, the Pashas is that the Shtil Shmon Esrei is a hachana for the Chazor Sashatz, the Gemara says. So it doesn't make sense. You're going to daven Mecha Gedoyle at Shtil Shmon Esrei, and then 5 hours later you're going to daven Chazor Sashatz. That's not a hachana, 5 hours.
Rav Scheinberg used to daven
Nates,
he had a private minyan, and then he would do
Chazar Sashatz. Yeah, he said Rav Scheinberg used to do daven Nates, and he would do Chazar Sashatz in Torah Or. But, Rav Scheinberg was different. Because he felt, I think, that most people could not be able to have the proper kavana to have Chazar Sashatz, that shouldn't be a bracha levatala. But the Vishtam Yid to do that is a dover tamu al rabim. So I would not recommend to do such a thing.
No, but sometimes I'm afraid I won't get the omelet,
so you won't get the omelet.
A minion later.
So you won't.
That happened to me one day.
So you won't get the omelet.
I just want the lump.
I don't like that. I don't like that mahalo.
You don't like okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I knew it didn't sound right, but I just wasn't sure. Okay, but yeah, what about it?
But you should know. That in with COVID, during COVID, they want to have a lot of different minyanim they want to have small minyanim for the Yom Daroim, but there were not enough chazanim around. So Rav Shechter matted that you could have the same chazan daven chazar shashatz with different minyanim. So you daven the shtila in one minyan. And then Chazar Sashatz, and then he went to the third minion, the fourth minion, down Chazar Sashatz, which is for the Tzibur. So also but Rav Getzel Berkowitz, I spoke about it also. He thought it would be okay. But obviously only when it's a Mokum Tzorach. But your case, I don't consider a Mokum Tzorach.
I got
you. Okay, good to see everybody. Kol Tov, I'm glad it worked. You need Siyata Deshmaya for the Zoom to work. Okay, good to see you, Harav Vegas, and everybody else. And Mayor and Joe. Okay, Joe, one of these days we want to see you live.
Okay.